from my. Part 2 of 3. The next day, Brahmai began his journey to Apo Mountain. He took some men with him. They traveled through dark forests. At last, they climbed up the mountain. On the side of the mountain they found a cave. It was the cave where the old man lived. The old man was thin. He had small black eyes and a long white beard. Brahmai told the old man about his problem. "I am ugly," he said. "The queen cannot love me because I am ugly. Can you make her love me?" The old man thought for a few moments. "There is a way to make her love you," he replied. "But it will not be easy." "What must I do?" asked the king. "I'll do anything. You must bring me 3 things," the old man said. "Bring me the egg of a black Taban bird. Bring me the milk of a white Caraballo, a white water buffalo. And bring me a flower from the tree of imagination." "How will these things help me?" said King Brahmai. "Will they give me the queen's love?" "The egg of the Taban bird will make the queen gentle," said the old man. "The milk of the white Caraballo will make her kind. And the flower of the tree of imagination will make her love your face." "Where can I find all these things?" asked the king. "The black Taban bird lives at the top of this mountain," replied the old man. "You must find its nest. At the bottom of the mountain lives an old woman. Try to find her. She has a white Caraballo. And the tree of imagination?" "Where is that?" asked Brahmai. "I cannot tell you where that is," said the old man. "It will be very difficult to find. Only painters, musicians, and writers have seen it." King Brahmai was unhappy. He was not a painter, or a writer, or a musician. "But I love Madayabeho," he said. "And I want her to come back. I will try to find these things." The king and his men climbed to the top of the mountain. They saw a huge black bird sitting on a nest. The huge nest was made of the leaves and branches of a tree. For 2 days, Brahmai and his men watched the bird. They waited and waited. But the Taban bird did not move. Then, on the 3rd day, they saw another huge black bird. It was flying high in the sky. The bird on the nest made a loud cry. Then it flew up into the sky. Both the Taban birds flew away. King Brahmai moved quickly and quietly. He went to the nest and he looked inside it. There was an egg in the nest, a very large egg. It was the color of gold. Carefully, the king took the egg from the nest. Then he and his men climbed down the mountain. When they arrived at the bottom of the mountain, the king and his men looked for the old woman and her white Caraballo. At last, they found the animal. It was outside a temple. The king went into the temple and he found the old woman. "I need some milk from your carabao," he told her. "I will give you some milk," replied the old woman. "If you want to do something good, the milk will help you." The king thanked the woman. He left the temple and he took some milk from the white carabao. "Now, the most difficult thing," Brahmai said. "How am I going to find the tree of imagination? How will I see it? I'm not a painter, or a musician, or a writer." The king and his men left Apo Mountain, and they traveled towards the coast.